And now, singing America the Beautiful due to recent budget cuts, from the X Marks the Spot Wrestling Podcast, Stacks the Homie. Oh, beautiful, four spacious skies, four amber waves of grain, four purple mountains. The fuck? Where everybody at? This is supposed to be WrestleMania, the granddaddy of them all. And ain't nobody in this bitch? Not a cameraman or nothing? Shit, fuck it, I might as well do my own thing then. Shit. Break it down, out of town. Break it down. Now percolate. Now percolate. Ah, fuck it.
X marks the spot. Spotify. Anchor.
X marks the spot. Got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flubber with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Moogie smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
champions, 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 champions.
Get them snag, get them snag.
What up, you smart ass tricks? When the last time I said that shit? I took it out the damn intro and everything. I'm just doing movie clips and shit. But yeah, welcome to another episode of X Marks the Spot. This is supposed to be my exciting WrestleMania edition. You know, to think this is going to be like my first ever WrestleMania weekend podcast. But then, boom, this shit happened. God damn. COVID-19 done fucked up the church's money, but it's all good, man. You know, usually WrestleMania weekend is supposed to be like a little more exciting than this. Like, we supposed to be watching fucking TakeOver right now, then watching the Hall of Fame, then watching the granddaddy of them all Sunday. But we gonna make it work like this. Like, it ain't gonna be no WrestleCons, it ain't gonna be no indie shows out the ass. It ain't gonna be no Ring of Honor, Supercard, G1, whatever the fuck they had last year. No, ain't nobody eating this weekend, including me. But I guess the cool thing about it is I get to lie now and say that I was gonna be a part of it, because you know I was gonna have a booth set up at WrestleCon, all that shit. You know what I mean? I was gonna get my name out there, all type of big money making out. I can't even keep my damn lie straight. But hey, WrestleMania gonna be weird, but we gonna be all right. And to be honest with you, I'm glad it won't be no fans in there, because if they do the Raw after WrestleMania in the empty arena, I would be fucking happy, because you smart-ass tricks ain't got a fucking platform to hijack the show. That's what I really think a lot of motherfuckers pissed off about, that they can't go there and try to take the fuck over like they usually do. So as a wrestling fan, it'll be refreshing not to see you motherfuckers in the crowd, but that's neither here nor there. Now, I had planned on doing this episode, of course, for WrestleMania weekend. I was going to talk about my favorite WrestleManias. And like I said, COVID-19 fucked up a lot of shit, but hey, I'm going to press on. It might not be long as hell, but I'm going to press on with my show. Fuck it, why not? So I might as well hop right into it. Like, my favorite WrestleManias. Now, don't get me wrong, it's been a lot of bad WrestleManias. Like, not bad as in matches, but like, just pretty damn boring. And don't think y'all about to sit here and watch me go through fucking 1 through 35 with WrestleManias, because for one, I ain't been around that damn long. I mean, I was born like a few months after the first WrestleMania, so I wasn't watching WrestleManias till like fucking damn near 10. So I'll just start with that. But the first one I did see was WrestleMania 7. I always tell the story about how my dad would get tapes from co-workers for pay-per-views and bring them back. It started with SummerSlam 90, and WrestleMania 7 was the next one. And that shit, what I remember about WrestleMania 7, what stood out to me the most, that was the first time I ever seen Andre the Giant. Now, I heard his name before, but seeing him on TV, that's my first time. And it sucked because he was there on crutches, and they done whooped his ass, and he done fell, and he just on the ground like, "Ah, anybody want a peanut?" Ah. Like, I felt sorry for this motherfucker. Like, I'm a kid. I'm damn near crying for Andre the Giant because they hurt this man, even though he been hurting motherfuckers for years before. But I ain't know about that shit. But yes, WrestleMania 7, first time seeing Andre the Giant. Another notable moment was the fucking blindfold match between Jake the Snake and the model Rick Martel. Now, I watched that match so many fucking times as a kid because, one, I loved Jake the Snake. Didn't like Rick Martel because he's a heel, but I loved his music. And I don't know, it's a fucking blindfold match. And them motherfuckers worked it the whole time. Like, you can't even do a blindfold match now. Like, how the, man, that shit worked. And them motherfuckers stayed away from each other the whole fucking time until Jake the Snake felt around and put him in that damn DDT, and it was fucking over. Like, that was probably my favorite match on there as a kid. And then, of course, I got to go with the Macho Man Ultimate Warrior match. You know, I want Ultimate Warrior to win because every kid loved Ultimate Warrior. But when I watch that match now, I'm looking like, how the fuck did Macho Man hit Ultimate Warrior with 20 back-to-back elbows off the top rope? Like, consecutively. Like, this motherfucker hit him with elbow after elbow after elbow. And Ultimate Warrior kicked out and then gave him a shoulder block that sent him out the ring. He put Macho Man back in the ring and pinned him 1-2-3. Man. If somebody did some shit like that today, man, they chose the right time to do that shit because we wasn't questioning shit back then. But moving along, it feels kind of refreshing to say that again. I'm going to go to WrestleMania 8 now. This is in numerical order. It's not in particular order of my actual favorites because if we were doing my favorites, it would stop right here at 8. But a lot of people give WrestleMania 8 like a lot of shit because I don't know. I don't know why they think WrestleMania 8 was so trash. Like, I thought it's the best fucking WrestleMania of all time when I was a kid. Like, man, when I seen that tape, I must have watched that tape plenty of times. Like, my mom and my brothers, they could attest to this shit how many times I watched fucking Roddy Piper versus Bret Hart. Man, I watched that match so many fucking times and hoping it'll be a different outcome. Like, you ever watch a movie and, like, you just hope that it be a different outcome, but you know the shit gonna happen. Like, when I watch Boys in the Hood, I'm like, man, come on, Ricky, man. Don't go that way, man. You gonna get shot. And you just hope Ricky don't go that route. But you just know he finna get his ass killed anyway. But it's just shit you can't control. And I know I just went way the fuck off subject, but the point I'm trying to make here, I wanted Roddy Piper to hit Bret Hart with that fucking ring bell. That's it. But he never did it, and he lost the match, so hey, it's still one of my favorite matches. So, hope y'all learned something. Besides the fact that I can't stay on subject worth the damn, but it's all good. I'm just going to go to the main event of WrestleMania 8. Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice, then known as Sid Vicious. They came back as Psycho Sid. I don't know. I don't remember much about that match. The only thing I remember is Papa Shango came down. Apparently, he missed his cue. I ain't know nothing about cues and shit when I was a kid. But all I cared about was Ultimate Warrior came back. Because I ain't seen Ultimate Warrior in a long-ass time. Probably since WrestleMania 7. Ultimate Warrior came back and helped Hulk Hogan. And it's just a fucking sight to behold. His hair was shorter, but fuck it. It was all good. That's what it was all about. And I don't know, man. That was a great moment. Maybe that's why I think WrestleMania 8 was the best one because Ultimate Warrior came back. Who fucking knows? But I'm going to slide on down to WrestleMania 9 now. And these are the WrestleManias I actually seen. Like I ain't going to say live because no, it's only probably like three WrestleManias I've ever seen live. But fuck it. The next day count too. But WrestleMania 9 was weird and different to me because, for one, it was outside. I never knew what Caesar Palace was. He had motherfuckers walking down on camels, feeding people grapes and shit. It was weird, but I liked it. I liked it because Hulk Hogan was coming back with Brutus the Barber Beefcake against Money Inc. And shit, what else was a good ass match on there? Of course, the Steiner Brothers and Crush and Doink the Clown. But my biggest mark moment was when fucking Yokozuna beat Bret Hart. And for whatever reason, Hulk Hogan came down and said, "Hey, you want me to go ahead and face him for the championship? No, fuck you. No, you got salt in your eyes and shit. Like, no, you don't need to win the championship again. Let me go ahead and do it." And Bret Hart agrees, "Yeah, yeah, go do it. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah." And Hulk Hogan wins the championship. As I got older, I realized Bret Hart was saying, "Man, fuck you, Terry, you old bitch. Go ahead and steal my shine." But hey, we ain't give a fuck. We're just happy to see Hulk Hogan win the championship again. But that's it for WrestleMania 9. Up next, I got WrestleMania 10. I'm saying up next, I got, like, y'all know what fucking's coming after the other. Like, it's fucking numerical. Now, I ain't gonna be like all the way down every number from 1 through 35. Like, it's gonna be some gaps in between because a lot of these WrestleManias I ain't fuck with. I ain't really fuck with WrestleMania 10 for real. Like, believe it or not, the reason I wanted to see WrestleMania 10 was because I wanted to see Doink and Dink the Clown versus Bam Bam Bigelow and Luna Vachon. I wanted to see Dink the Clown wrestle. That is the only reason I wanted to watch WrestleMania 10 when I was in third grade. That's some fucked up shit to say that shit now, but fuck it. I was a Doink the Clown mark. Like, man, Doink the Clown was the greatest thing that ever happened to wrestle to me at that time. So that's why I wanted to watch WrestleMania 10. And I also want to watch for Crush versus the Macho Man, because Crush had been fucking up the Macho Man every week, and I want a Macho Man to get some fucking retribution. I ain't know what the fuck the word retribution meant in third grade, but I wanted Macho Man to get that on him, because Crush stayed whooping his ass, made him bite his tongue, and he had to talk like this, and that's how Bobby Heenan used to make fun of his ass. But all I remember is Macho Man hung Crush upside down, and hey, that was that. But yeah, WrestleMania 10. The ladder match was cool and all that good shit. Love the ladder match between Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. But when I was a kid, I wanted to watch Doink and Dink. So fucking sue me. So like I said, I'm not going to go through all of them. So I'm just going to skim through 11, 12, and 13. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, how the fuck can you skim through all of those? WrestleMania 12 had the ladder, had the Iron Man match between Bret and Shawn Michaels. I guess I shouldn't skip through 12. Like, they did have the Goldust and Roddy Piper match. Like, that's the one I want to watch on that one. And, of course, WrestleMania 13, the match everybody knows is Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, that's probably the only fucking match people will remember from WrestleMania 13. Matter of fact, if anybody could tell me the opening bout of WrestleMania 13, I would give you free tickets to WrestleMania this weekend. So y'all go ahead and send me a message on Anchor or some shit. But yeah, I'm gonna go to WrestleMania 14. And my favorite match wasn't the Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold, surprisingly. I know that's what everybody wanted. That Tyson, right hand. No, I wanted to watch it for Triple H versus Owen Hart. That was my favorite fucking match on there, because I was like, that's when Triple H was starting to become one of my favorite wrestlers. And they had the Degeneration X band there playing the music and all that shit. The shit was weird, but I fucked with it. But fucking Triple H did this shit. And China stole the show by whooping Sergeant Slaughter ass. Because I think she was handcuffed to Sergeant Slaughter that match. Because, you know, she kept hitting everybody in the damn nuts. I think she hit Owen in the nuts. And then she hit Sergeant Slaughter in the nuts. China used to hit everybody in the fucking nuts back in the day. Like, that was her thing. Like, that was her calling card. She would hit a motherfucker in the nuts. But I'm done talking about that shit. Because I'm really, like, I'm not trying to have, like, a long-ass episode today. But it might end up being like that. So I'm going to skip through 15. I'm going to go to 16. And when you think about WrestleMania 16, you think about the ladder match between the Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys, and Edge and Christian, yes, definitely stole the show. But all I cared about for WrestleMania 16 was Godfather and D'Lo Brown coming down to the ring with Ice-T, with them fur coats, going pimping ain't easy, man. Grab your bitch ass. Anybody had that damn CD? That damn WWF, the music, like the fucking rappers and all that shit? Yeah, that was my favorite song on there, just so I could do what I just did. And I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers did that shit, so don't be, you ain't got a lot to kick it with me. All y'all motherfuckers was singing that damn Ice-T, Pimpin' Ain't Easy shit. So that's all I cared about with WrestleMania 16. And WrestleMania 17 had some good shit going on too. That's when they started going back into the stadiums. But, you know, I should have knew better at this point because I was a lot older. But I just wanted to watch WrestleMania 17 because I heard about a gimmick battle royal. I ain't know what the fuck a gimmick battle royal is, but somebody told me that Doink the Clown was in that match. I was like, what? Doink the Clown was in the... Mind y'all, I'm a fucking sophomore in high school at this point, and I'm looking like Doink. Doink the Clown. Looking like that dude that J. Cole, Jermaine. That's how I was looking with Doink the Clown. I said, man, you gotta give me that tape. Like, he got me that tape. Fast forward to everything. I just want to see fucking Doink the Clown come out. It's a shame. I was fucking 15. Like, why do I care about a clown so much? But other than that, I want to watch Vince versus Shane because Vince McMahon was tripping like a motherfucker. It is time for him to get what was coming through Shane because that motherfucker Vince was slobbing down Trish Stratus and shit in front of his fucking wife who was damn fucking gone. She was fucking dead to the world sitting up in that damn wheelchair. Then she just popped up like the damn Undertaker and just might have kicked him in the nuts. And that's the first time we've seen Shane go coast to coast. So those are my two favorite moments of WrestleMania 7. Like Stone Cold turning heel. Yeah, that's some bullshit to me because I ain't want to see that as a kid, man. Stone Cold broke my damn heart, but fuck it. I can't even talk about it no more. But WrestleMania 18, y'all already know what I'm about to say. The Rock versus fucking Hogan. That's it. That's all I'm talking about that fucking night. That's all I can talk about. I don't even know who The Undertaker faced that night. It might have been Flair. Shit, I think it was Flair. I don't know. But that shit don't matter. The Rock versus Hulk Hogan. That's the only match I wanted to see. And surprisingly, I ain't see that match like years after it happened. Because, hey, I ain't had no fucking pay-per-view. And shit, I was damn near out of high school by then. The dude that was making the tapes for me, he had left. So I ain't had nobody on the fucking outside bringing me shit in. So it's like, I mean, I had to just wait till the shit came out. I seen that shit like on DVD. Like years later, just sat down and watched the whole match. But that's the only match I wanted to see. And WrestleMania 19, I guess I didn't want to see shit from then. I think Triple H and Booker T pissed me off. But WrestleMania 20, that's probably the first WrestleMania in a long time. And actually, might have been the second one that I actually seen live that night. The first one I seen live that night was WrestleMania 14 when my older brother Dorian ordered it. So we just fucking watched it then. That's back in the day when they had to give you a whole completely different cable box just for pay-per-view. So I'm letting y'all know how old I am. But WrestleMania 20, let's just say we had some satellite services from the neighborhood. So we was able to see every pay-per-view for free. So every UFC fight, every WWE pay-per-view, including WrestleMania, hey, it all came with the package. No, I guess we just had, we ordered the complete package on satellite television. I ain't going to say what network it is because I'm not about to get me fucked up in the future. But all I cared about was that one, which really let me down, was Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. And they went down there and they did what they did. Hurt my damn feelings. I ain't even want to watch it no more. And I guess I want to watch Undertaker and Kane again, just like in WrestleMania 14. I want to watch Undertaker versus Kane. My dumb ass thinking that if Undertaker beat Kane, he gonna send him back to hell. I mean, I guess that's how you send people to heaven or hell. It's a wrestling match. I mean, that was my logic at 12 years old. I mean, it might have not been wrong, but fuck it. Yeah, WrestleMania 20, Brock and Goldberg. They let me down with that one, man. But, you know, John Cena was on the rise, so I guess that was cool. And I'm going to skip through 21 and 22. I mean, I should have been at that motherfucker because it's in Chicago, just like I should have been at 13. I was also in Chicago, but fuck it. WrestleMania 22 was cool. There's the second Money in the Bank ladder match. Shelton Benjamin, you know, doing his thing as per usual. John Cena entrance is what stuck out the most to me. Like, that entrance is shit. That motherfucker did a whole Al Capone thing and that's it. The match was cool. I wanted Triple H to win, but, you know, we all can't get what we want sometimes, but fuck it. WrestleMania 22, John Cena entrance. Fuck it. Now, WrestleMania 23 and 24, those are some cool times because I was in college and we used to go to Hooters in Birmingham, Alabama. We went to the one at Homewood to watch WrestleMania 23. This is back when Hooters was showing wrestling pay-per-views, but I guess they got tired of the motherfuckers coming in who ain't washed their ass, so they just stopped doing it. But back then when Hooters was showing pay-per-views and me and my homeboy Kales, the dude we called Jeebus, who lived in the dorm with us, because, you know, he kind of like the Undertaker. He had long hair. He's kind of like a metalhead. He used to wear, like, the long black coats and the pants with all the chains in it. It's actually funny, though. You know, you see me and Kale's hood ass coming into the damn Hooters with a fucking metalhead goth, and we all going to a Hooters in Birmingham just looking like the fucking odd couple in that motherfucker. Just is. We definitely got some looks, but my boy Doug went with us 1 year. So those are probably the best things to me about WrestleMania 23 and 24. And just everybody going crazy in that bitch. Like, it felt like you was there. Like, we wanted John Cena to lose, of course. And fucking Vince McMahon got his head shaved and all that shit. And what the fuck happened at WrestleMania 24? I don't know. I like that JBL and Finley match. That shit was fucking brutal. But I'm a fucking go to WrestleMania 27, another one I should have went to because it is in Atlanta, not too far where I'm at now. And WrestleMania 27 was probably on paper the worst fucking one, but again, I ordered that shit on DirecTV. I kind of did a little finessing with some people, and hey, I watched that shit. And I just watched it all the fucking time because, you know, DVR was a motherfucker, and I just watched that shit. I just watched a fucking Triple H and The Undertaker, because Triple H had a good-ass entrance, and that match was fucking crazy. And you know what? I ain't want to do this shit, but I'm going to go ahead and take a little break. I only got like a few more left, but fuck it. I'm going to take a little break. I'll be back. Might be back today. Might be back tomorrow. You just never know, but I'll take a quick break. I'll be back. Told y'all I was coming right back, you know. I had to pay some bills, you know, do all type of stuff to keep this show afloat. I'm lying like a motherfucker, man. I had to pee like a bitch, boy. Y'all ain't hear the sense of urgency in my voice, like, man. I'm gonna go ahead and take a break, man. I had to fucking piss. I drink a lot of water doing this show, but that's neither here nor there. I'm gonna fucking finish this episode out for y'all. Like, I don't even know where I was. Like, I pretty much scam through a lot of that shit. You know, when you got pee real bad and you just trying to get shit the fuck done. That's how I was a few minutes ago. But I guess I'm at WrestleMania 28 now. Now, I watched WrestleMania 28 2 days after it happened via Jump Drive through someone who shall remain nameless. But what I remember most about WrestleMania 28 was, for one, I was in Miami for spring break. And I forgot that WrestleMania was that weekend in Miami. So when we going down there, I'm just seeing WrestleMania flags everywhere. I'm running into wrestlers left and right. I seen Billy Kidman with a bad bitch on the strip eating dinner with somebody. And I'm over there walking with a big ass bottle of Hennessy like, oh, you Billy Kidman, huh? Yeah, I used to watch you. Thank you, man. Billy Kidman was like, who the fuck is this big black motherfucker? Please don't rob me and my bad bitch. But yeah, that was cool. Almost got hit by a car trying to fucking get to Billy Gunn, and Diamond Dallas Page was in there, Kevin Nash, Rikishi, both of the headbangers, X-Pac. Man, that shit was lit, man. If you was a wrestling fan in Miami then, man, I even met Rhino, and I didn't even know fucking Robbie D was in the background of our picture, fucking Robert Stone, and I was actually kind of a fan of him, and how did I not know that him and Rob Terry was right behind me? But that's neither here nor there. WrestleMania 28 was cool. You know, I think that's the first match between The Rock and Cena. The match I cared about was CM Punk and Chris Jericho. But, hey, I actually liked that whole show. Like, I watched that show, that pay-per-view, a lot. So, WrestleMania 28. I wish I could have fucking went there, man. I was fucking on that damn bus heading back to Buck Tussle, Alabama for school. Just looking at the fucking results on Twitter and shit. And that's the life I was living. So, WrestleMania 29. I don't know, man. They haven't watched that shit. I know Jack Swagger was in that motherfucker. So I guess WrestleMania 29 through 33. I could put all them together because WrestleMania 30 was cool because, for one, that's like the first one on WWE Network. And I realized I got my money's worth on that shit. And, you know, we all know the Daniel Bryan story, all that good shit. That's what made WrestleMania 14 pop. And I don't know, like, the setup for that show was fucking crazy as hell. Like, when they went back to going to them damn stadiums and shit, that shit was crazy. But WrestleMania 30 really kicked off that shit for real. And, you know, of course, WrestleMania 30 was sad because, you know, Ultimate Warrior passed like 2 days afterwards. So, it makes it hard to think. But WrestleMania 31 was probably, that was probably the best one in a long time. Like, you know, we done sat through a whole bunch of WrestleManias and all that shit. But WrestleMania 31 delivered on all cylinders. Like, that match between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar was fucking crazy. Like, that was a good ass match, man. WrestleMania 31 fucking delivered. And WrestleMania 32, you know, they had, that's the one with like 100,000 people, the one people went crazy over on ESPN last Sunday. What stood out that WrestleMania? Probably Shane busting his ass off that Hell in the Cell. So I'm gonna go with that one. And that was AJ Styles' first WrestleMania. And then WrestleMania 33 was also unique. It was in Orlando. They had the theme park going on. The Hardy Boys came back. That shit made it pop. And WrestleMania 34. Matter of fact, I'm moving too fast. Let me go back to WrestleMania 33. You know, that's when Undertaker put his gear in the damn middle of the ring and all that good shit. And y'all thought motherfuckers hated Roman Reigns then. They really hated his ass for beating the Undertaker. Like, y'all let Brock Lesnar slide when he whooped Undertaker and broke the streak. But nope. When Roman Reigns did it, it was like, man, it's about time for Undertaker to retire for real. This motherfucker lost twice at WrestleMania. He got beat by Brock, redeemed himself with Bray, whooped Shane ass, then got beat by Roman. That shit is crazy. And WrestleMania 34, that's probably be one of my most favorite ones because that was the first WrestleMania I attended in real life in New Orleans in the Superdome, man. I remember I walked in there. For one, I ran into Senior Benjamin walking to my seat. So that was cool as hell. Real nice guy. And just like when you walk in, like usually like, when you go to a wrestling show, like I used to always like peek in the curtain before I go to my seat, just like kind of take everything in. Man, that shit hit harder at WrestleMania, man. That shit was fucking, this. Man, if you ain't ever been to WrestleMania, man, I mean, of course you ain't about to go this year, but when all this shit over with, go to WrestleMania, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. My brother was there, fucking Mario was there. Like, the whole shit was, it's just a good fucking time to begin, just from bottom or from start to finish, just a good fucking time. The crowd went crazy when Bray Wyatt came back in the damn men's battle royal. Like, that crowd was so hot, boy. They was lit for the fucking pre-show, man. We was all in that motherfucker. Because, for one, it was raining. So, it was cold and rainy in New Orleans. So, we didn't want to be outside. You know, motherfuckers be wearing costumes and all that shit. But everybody was inside for the show. And my phone's about to die like a motherfucker. Because, man, I was in that bitch for about, the show had been about 7 hours. That's like a drive from fucking here to fucking Florida. But I sat there watching WrestleMania the whole time, man. Got pissed off because y'all smart ass tricks ruined fucking the main event with the fucking beach ball. Beach ball y'all ass. But I'm going to stop it there because WrestleMania 35. Do I even remember anything from WrestleMania 35? I mean, I should. That's like the historic fucking the women's triple threat. But honestly, I had like a bunch of wings and I had like pizza. So I fell asleep like in the middle of WrestleMania. And if anybody know me, when I watch fucking pay-per-views and eat fucking wings and shit, I'm no good. Like the rest from the middle of the pay-per-view. So I went fucking crazy at the first match and I was fucking dead because as soon as I get done eating, I'm laying the fuck down. That's when that itis kick in. So a lot of pay-per-views, I got to catch the fucking the replay afterwards or the next day because I just can't stay up. So that's just a problem I got to work on. I'm probably going to do that shit tomorrow night watching WrestleMania. Probably going to eat some dumbass shit and fall asleep. But hey, that's the beauty of streaming. I can go back and watch that shit, but thank y'all for listening, man. I know this episode was all over the fucking place, man. This shit, this fucking corona shit just got me going crazy with it. I just got so much shit to do because I still got to go to work because I'm essential. They need to essentially pay my ass double, but that's neither here nor there. But check me out on Apple. Listen to my shit. Subscribe to my shit. Rate my shit. 5 stars if you fuck with me. 1 star if you don't. Leave me a review, all that good shit. If you listen to me on Anchor, favorite my shit, put a gold star on my shit. Listen to me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you can find a fucking podcast. I'm everywhere. I'm on some fucking sites I ain't never heard of before. I think I seen my show on fucking X Videos one time. If you know, you know. But follow me on Twitter, SmartHenry85, World's Strongest Smart. Y'all don't want to fuck with me. Ain't nobody challenged me on Twitter yet. Like, I'm very upset. Y'all smart ass tricks ain't challenged me to no trivia. I guess I got to fucking start this shit. I got to fucking shoot the first shot. So I'm going to do that. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Shout out to all the homies, everybody, Kyle. Did I say him and Mario already? I'm gonna stop shouting y'all motherfuckers out, but I can't because they're loyal. So like I said, that's it. Thank y'all for listening. I'm out. I'm not about to be rambling all fucking day. So peace. Bye, bitches.